High school students in one of California's whitest counties are working to elect a new school board this Tuesday. They want to defeat those who have failed to stop racist and homophobic bullying inside schools. KQED's Julia McAvoy reports these students are backing candidates who take their concerns seriously.
Nevada Union High has about 1,500 students. 80% of them are white.
I had a student say, "Let's lynch Tommy."
Thomas Groover is white and Afro-Latino. He was a freshman at Nevada Union last year when he hit his limit.
Kids that were LGBTQ+ getting like rocks thrown at them at lunch, things like that.
Frustration also started building 4 years ago for Anthony Pritchett. He's Filipino and white. He remembers one incident in particular from freshman year.
I've been given a noose. Someone tied a noose for me at lunch and gave it to me. I was just hanging out with my friends at school at lunch. Like kind of like a, almost like a casual manner too. Just like, oh, here's the noose, man. Look how funny this is.
These incidents took place in Grass Valley, California, in Nevada County, outside Sacramento. They drove both Groover and Pritchett to realize they had to stand up and try to change school culture. They began organizing here in the school library. Pritchett got himself elected as student board trustee so he could have a voice. Thomas Groover started speaking up at board meetings. Others helped convince the principal, Kelly Roden, to hold anti-bias trainings.
Our whole staff has been in all of these meetings. It's not just our teachers.
In response, the district launched an anti-racism and inclusion task force. Then the backlash began. A newly formed group called Protecting American Ideals started speaking up at board meetings. One member of the group was Judy Wood.
Equity divides people by race and it ensures race-based equality of outcomes.
That meeting last November got raucous. So many showed up, it had to be moved from a classroom to a school gym. The Nevada County Tea Party had rallied a couple of hundred. They came with anti-critical race theory buttons and waving American flags. Anti-racist student activists and their supporters also showed up in force and did jazz hands whenever their people spoke, since applause wasn't allowed.
Please respect our board rules.
That was terrifying. It was genuinely terrifying.
Anthony Pritchett watched the crowd of some 400 in horror.
Border guards are like escorting people away from us. A couple times, like when things got very tense.
Students didn't give up. At another meeting, they proposed a stronger anti-bullying policy that included discipline for microaggressions. In May, the school board rejected that policy change. And that is when this Tuesday's election took on new meaning for Pritchett.
Because now we have a chance to put people that'll listen into a position of power.
Students are supporting three candidates, including Pritchett's mom, Olivia. The group Protecting American Ideals is backing three other candidates, all of whom declined interview requests. Anthony Pritchett is now a freshman at UC Berkeley. He says he and a lot of his old high school friends will be voting back home.
So absentee ballots have been something that we've all been trying to figure out, us new college freshmen.
At Nevada Union High in Grass Valley, Thomas Groover, who is still too young to vote, says he's talking with anyone he can about the election.
What's at stake is really the student's voice.
He says it's not just about him. It's about his 7-year-old sister, who is also white and Afro-Latina. Groover says she was recently asked by a classmate, "What are you?"
I mean, for my sister, it honestly terrifies me that something like that was already said to her. Because in a way, that's my little girl too. You know, that's kind of my kid. So,
Groover says over the past year, he's learned to be brave. He has to, he says, so that his little sister can look forward to high school. For NPR News, I'm Julia McAvoy in Grass Valley, California.